Listen to those horns. It is 5 p.m. on Monday on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is DJ Mo, and this is Horns O'Plenty. Background here, you got Staten Island Band, signed to the Daptone record label, the Budos Band. This is a brand new release. Let me just check real quick. Crescent Blade came out this June 27th. Come on. We hip. We're happening. This is Crescent Blade by the Budos Band in the background. Fantastic band there. Got a good show for you this week. It's hot. I was at the Red Sox game on Friday, I was at the Mets game on Friday, which got completely flooded and rained out. There's some great videos on the internet. You can see people doing slip and slides and things like that. I got soaking wet. My bike got soaking wet. Now it's all making weird noises. So that's fun. And we got, you know, Barbie and Oppenheimer in the zeitgeist. I'm going to go see both. I think you should too. It's always fun to go to the theater. And, yeah, support your local theater. It's good for our society, I guess. All right, I'm going to kick it off this week with a song that I thought was rather funny, but not because it tries to be. It's Candy Staten, 60s soul singer, with a song called I'd Rather Be an Old Man's Sweetheart Than a Young Man's Fool. And it just struck me, if you listen to the lyrics, that she did not write this song. And I looked it up, and turns out, yes, it was written by three old men, Clarence Carter, George Jackson, and another guy who seemed to have written that song for her in hopes that maybe other young women would listen to it and, think of them as more marketable. Anyway, this is I'd Rather Be an Old Man's Sweetheart Than a Young Man's Fool, written by three old men. There's Candy Staten, or Staten, sorry. I just wanted to jump in here and add a couple more notes. Just look this up. Candy Staten, born 1940, right after that song was released, married this writer of that song, Clarence Carter, who was born only 4 years before. Otherwise, also fun to know, Candy Stanton has had six spouses, one of whom, Otis Nixon, was born 19 years after her. So not exactly taking her own advice. They were only married for 2 years. So, you know, easier said than done, I guess, if you're Candy Stanton. All right, here's Soan and Star with Big Wheel. More advice from Lady Soul Singers. Swan and Star right there off the Daptone record. If that sounded like Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, that's because they're both from the same record. That was released in 2017, Big Wheel. We got a cover of 96 Tears, ? The Mysterian Song. This is Big Maybell.
Too many teardrops for one heart. We cry, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You wear on top now, baby, since you left me, yeah. And you are
Big Maybell there with cover of Question Mark and the Mysterians 96 Tears from 1967. Big Maybell's last big hit. What else? Oh, we got in the background, we got Corey Wong with a brand new single called The Grid Generation. That's from July 21st, 2023. That is 3 days ago, folks. And we are up on it here. You know, playing songs from 1967 and 2023. So you get the whole spectrum. We're going to go around the world a little bit here, too. In a bit, we're going to go to Thailand, Jamaica, Africa, Australia. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. But right now, I have the most exciting point of the show, the interactive point of the show. I am on the DJ chat right now. I don't know how to log in as the DJ on air. My username is engaged user. you can go on the DJ chat. That's wmfo.org/DJ-chat. Or you can call in 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Although, I will say, I tried to call in last week because I left my wallet in the studio, and it did not work. So you can hit me up on the old DJ Chatteroony and tell me if the phone is working. Anyhow, all right, this is the best part of the show where it's called Who Sampled, and I get play you a song from the past that a more recent, more popular, in this case maybe the similar amount of popularity, but anyway, more recent song has sampled. I play the old song, you call in, DJ chat me, text me, and tell me what the more recent song is that has sampled this old song. All right, and so we got a couple people listening. I expect big things from Zachavelli. Or Crackavelli, as he's like to be called. I expect big things from you. So this is the sample. It is Joe Cocker from his debut album in 1972. The song is called Woman to Woman. And if you better get it right away. I want to see that text. Or you can call in here at 855-915-9636. Hit me up on the DJ chat. This is Woman to Woman. Tell me what song sampled it. We have multiple winners this week. Multiple winners. I will say the primed candidate, Zach Dedon, with his baby Teddy out there. I think probably Teddy gave him the answer. It was Tupac's California Love. Here's the instrumental version of it in the background right here. We also had some winners on my family group chat. Biggie and Violetta both got it. In case you were wondering, the weather out there, 86 degrees and sunny here in Medford. If you happen to be in Almeria, Spain, you can expect hot weather, similar to here. 89 tomorrow, it's 80 there as well. Wow. It is a 9-hour and 25-minute flight from Boston to Almeria, Spain, which is a beautiful area, according to the Google image that came up when I typed it in. Let's see. Let's go to Celsius. Here we go. 32 degrees tomorrow. Tuesday, Wednesday. Very nice days. 32. Sunny. Pretty dry. I like that. But yes, California Love by Tupac. That was the original. The song that sampled Joe Cocker's Woman to Women. And I made a big mistake. That was not Joe Cocker's debut album. That was just his self-titled album. He had recorded many albums before that. He's kind of a wild man, Joe Cocker. He's got a really long Wikipedia page. Arrested multiple times. A lot of fun stuff. Anyway, here's Tupac. Evidently, I don't know, there's been some breaks in his case recently about who killed him. So, you know, we're staying topical here. This is Tupac, California Love.
Slow jam. It's West Side, so you know the road will bow down. The no man. Say what you say, but get- That's right.
One of his most famous songs there. That was California Love. My mom hates any pro-California songs. So, you know, I got to mix them in here and there just to goad her. All right, we're going to take a dramatic change in tone here. You know what? Well, yeah, we're going to take a dramatic change in tone here. We're going to go to some Calypso Originals. This is Andre Toussaint, not to be confused with Alan Toussaint. This is Andre Toussaint with Bambino.
Les yeux battus, la mine triste, les yeux blêmes. Tu ne dors plus, tu n'es que l'ombre de toi-même. Seul dans la rue, tu rôdes comme une âme en peine. Et tous les soirs, sur sa fenêtre, on peut te voir. Je sais bien que tu l'adores,
Bambino,
et qu'elle a des jolis yeux,
Bambino,
et tu es trop jeune enfant, toujours une amoureuse. Égarate, rate sur ta mandoline, mon petit bambino. La musique est plus jolie, et sur le ciel de l'Italie. Et quand ta canta de ta voix caline, mon petit bambino. Et te seul dedans que tu veux, elle ne te prend pas au sérieux. Avec tes cheveux si blancs, tu as l'air des chérubins. Va plutôt jouer au ballon. Tous les gamins. L'amour et la jalousie,
Bambino,
ne sont pas des jeux d'enfants. J'ai écouté la vie,
Bambino,
on se traite comme les
vents.
Et rate, rate sur ta mandoline, mon petit Bambino. Ta musique est plus jolie, et sur le ciel de l'Italie. Et quand ta canta de ta voix caline, mon petit Bambino. Et te chante donc que tu veux, elle ne te prend pas au sérieux.
Yeah, I acknowledge I probably should have put some new different songs in between those two ones. That was Bambino, Andre Toussaint. Here we have a very early Jimmy Cliff. This is I'm Free.
No, baby.
That there was Ross Sari Sothea. I know I've talked about this before, but an incredible story of that artist there from Cambodia. I said Thailand earlier today. I don't know why. Fantastic story. She was performing in the late 60s, early 70s. Originally performed mostly traditional Cambodian ballads, but then influenced by French and American songs and started making more of that kind of rock music, including covers of Proud Mary and Woolly Bully. And some crazy stories here, too, about how she... learned how to be a paratrooper during the Cambodian Civil War. There's film of her. She was in movies. There's also film of her parachuting out of a plane. But killed during the Khmer Rouge Pol Pot regime, and all of her music was long thought to be destroyed, but Cambodia Rocks came out in, what was it, late 1990s, Cambodia Rocks, a bootleg album of all this great Cambodian music from that time period, with heavy influences from American rock and roll. And it's just so good. All that stuff came back out and, you know, sort of revived her legacy here in the United States. And if you have not listened to Cambodia Rocks, that album, go do it. It is so good. I don't know the name of that song that I just played because it's written in Cambodian. But if you go to WMFO.org, there's a link to the Spotify playlist. Oh, big shout out. So, yeah, go check it out. You can listen to that along with lots of other of my playlists from the past. Yeah. So that's that. All right. What I was going to say was, yeah, I'm here on the DJ chat. We got Ryan from the Music Savage Show checking in. He got California Love. Thanks for the kind words, Ryan. And I listened to your show 7 to 9 a.m. on Friday morning, WMFO.org, for, you know, a lot of eclectic indie great stuff. So listen to the Music Savage Show here, WMFO 91.5, 7 a.m. Fridays. 2 hours of awesome music for your drive to work, and then, you know, Monday as you drive home, listen to me. So thank you, Ryan. All right, we're gonna go to the Martinis. This is late 1960s. I could not find very much information about them. I'll try as I play them. This song is called Hungover, and there's some noises you might hear when you're hungover during it as well.
Fatelikule nyile tsunu jambari lewa. Hospital, hey, Bob, doctor is your teacher. What they have been teaching us is not African. Brainwash education is what they teach us every day. To carry on the legacy of the colonial master. My brother, watch out, brother. That's why black men, they suffer. They want to be white, more than white man. Oh, if you fail for school, teacher is your teacher. If you come to listen to Sekedi Band,
I got about 10 minutes left here. Gonna read a PSA quickly. Help your child discover the magic of nature and create memories that will last a lifetime. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you and discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, and even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. All right, I got a couple of minutes left. That was Gedu Ble Ambole with Teacher, and here we're gonna go to contemporary Australia for three songs. This is Dope Lemon, Home Soon.
Won't you come?
That's Dope Lemon there, 2017 album Houndstooth, that is called Home Soon. Just found out about them. They're great. Got another one, sticking with the citrus theme here. This is Lime Cordial with Temper Temper. This is also an Australian band, also from 2016. Anyway, around the same time. Little pop break for you there. That's Australian band Lime Cordial from their 2017 album Permanent Vacation. I got one more, and then you have
2 hours?
1 hour. 2 hours with the Doctor, TARDIS Jukebox, coming up right here after me. I'll be back next week. Thank you all so much for listening. It's been great. This is WMFO in Medford. I'm going to see a movie tonight, Theater Camp. I'll let you know how it goes. Last one. This is Methyl Ethyl with Twilight Driving. Also Australian.